President Obama is giving agencies a new $2 billion investment goal to improve the energy efficiency of federal buildings. The president will sign a memo telling agencies to use Energy Savings Performance Contracts, or ESPCs, for the next 24 months. Jeff Zients is the Office of Management and Budget's Deputy Director for Management and Chief Performance Officer.
The federal government works with private sector energy service companies to develop energy upgrade projects that are guaranteed to save at least enough energy to pay for the cost of the project over the term of the contract. So once the project costs are covered, all the savings go to lowering the operating costs of the agency.
Zients says many agencies are already using ESPCs. The General Service Administration, for instance, invested $300 million since 1992 in these types of contracts. Zients says DOD is another big user.
At Charleston Air Force Base, they used an energy performance contract to invest $23 million to replace old, inefficient heating and cooling systems with new, high-efficiency equipment and geothermal heat pumps. They also upgraded lighting and energy management systems. This project, all $23 million, was paid 100% for by savings which added up to $2.6 million in annual savings in energy costs each and every year. So you can see these contracts really work.
Zients says projects shouldn't last more than 10 years and must begin implementation by 2014. Now, President Obama is directing every agency to enter into the deals to improve the more than 3 billion square feet of federal office space. Zients says GSA and DOD are the largest owners and managers of the office space, and they will lead the effort.
We all know you can't manage what you don't measure, so OMB and a group of experts at DOE, the Department of Energy, will be working with the agencies to make sure the government is investing in the very best projects, the projects with the highest return on investment, and we will report the results to the public. So there will be transparency on the federal side as well as on the private sector side. The bottom line is that we will be keeping score and making sure that we have good implementation here.
This is another piece of the Obama administration's attempt to create jobs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce estimated earlier this year that if the federal government uses these ESPCs, these shared savings contracts, to improve federal buildings, the effort would create more than 35,000 jobs. Along with federal efforts, 60 private sector organizations, including universities and medical facilities, committed $2 billion in energy-saving contracts on more than 1.6 billion square feet of office space. The administration expects that effort to create more than 50,000 jobs.